From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm guest musician Julian Villard. And now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Julian. It's so nice to have you back. Nice to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We have a great show for you, everybody. I'm so happy to see you all here. We have four brilliant contestants. They're backstage right now wondering if flip-flops are okay for radio or at all. And soon they'll be up here playing our nerdy games. And of course, one of them will be our big winner. We have two amazing comedians. They host a great pop culture podcast called Las Culturistas. Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers. Bowen Yang also writes for Saturday Night Live, or as I like to call it, Sunday Morning YouTube. And as part of their podcast and live show, Las Culturistas, they will complain and have other comedians complain about culture and stuff in general. It's a segment called I Don't Think So, Honey. And so I have a few of my own that I'd like to share. I don't think so, honey. People who say that I have a face for radio. I don't think so, honey. Dating sites that match you based on what you both like. That is not how you make a match. A match is made by shared hatred. That's what makes a match. Right? You both like Italian movies and baking shows. Who cares? You both hate fennel and jazz. That's gonna last. That's a real relationship. And let's just say, social media, I know it serves a great purpose, but man, it's scientifically proven that it makes all of us feel pretty bad. I have a hard time with Instagram right now because it's everybody's selfies on the beach. They're hot beach selfies. I can't go to the beach. I've been told that, you know, because of my skin, I should never be in the sun. So my beach look is basically orthodox or at least a swimsuit that screams, it's 1918 and my fiance's at war. Later in the show, Anna Roisman, who hosts HQ Words, is going to be joining us. Yeah. How many HQ players are here? How many people play HQ? Yeah? All right. We have a great show. Let's play some games, everybody. Yeah. Our first game is about the moon. Did you know in Apollo 11, three men flew to the moon, but only two set foot on it? It's true. That's right. Michael Collins just looked out the window and went, I'm good. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Mike Raciapa. You're an account manager at a tech company that uses advanced AI. Ooh. And you used to act and worked at an English-themed theme park in Korea.
I did, yeah. It was called the Gyeonggi English Village.
Yeah.
And basically, they were placed all over Korea so that students and, you know, young people or families that were learning English but had no place to use it without traveling could use it in an immersive environment. And I was hired as one of their edutainers.
Yeah. Mike, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Alisa O'Shea. You're a multimedia designer, and you used to collect Pez dispensers.
Yes.
And you've passed this down to your child, who also collects Pez dispensers.
Yes. And he had a great score. He just came back from a camping trip, and he got most of the peanuts from 1964. He got Peppermint Patty, Lucy, Snoopy, and Woodstock, but we didn't get Charlie Brown. So, we're missing one.
And so how much does a sort of vintage Pez go for?
We looked one up and it was worth like $6.
Cool. All right, Alisa, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Mike and Alisa, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. In this game, we'll pretend you're on a romantic midnight stroll, gazing up at the sky, trying to impress your date with facts about the moon. It's called Fly Me to the Permanent Natural Satellite.
Your date does their best impression of Jimmy Stewart and says, I'll give you the moon. Oh, this is a terrible Jimmy Stewart. I'm sorry. I'll give you the moon. I'll throw a lasso around and pull it down. You'd say they need a pretty big lasso because the equatorial circumference of the moon is roughly equal to what? A, the width of Texas, B, the width of Russia, or C, 400,000 Jimmy Stewarts laid head to toe. Alisa.
B, Russia?
That is correct. The circumference of the moon is about 6,800 miles, which is close to the width of Russia.
Your date is saying that they want to get away from it all. You suggest a romantic trip to the moon by saying, A, let's forget time. Your wind-up wristwatch won't work up there anyway. B, are you sick of mundane everyday chores? Good news, you can't use a cordless vacuum on the moon. Or C, let's get lost in each other's eyes, literally, because your magnetic compass won't work up there. Mike.
A?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect, but good guess. Alisa, can you steal?
C?
C, the magnetic compass won't work up there. That is correct, yeah. The moon's magnetic field is very weak compared to the Earth's. The moon doesn't have magnetic poles like the Earth does.
Your date says the moon's spherical shape inspired them to invite you to a baseball game. What do you say? A, actually, it's shaped more like an egg. B, actually, it's shaped more like a hockey puck. Or C, actually, it's shaped like your backside as you walk away forever. Alisa.
I'm going to go for the hockey puck. B?
No, that is incorrect. Mike, can you steal?
A, the egg.
You are correct, Mike. It is shaped like an egg. All right, this is your last clue. You notice your date has been checking Tinder this whole time. What do you say? A, speaking of dating, did you know uranium-lead dating revealed that the moon is about 4.5 billion years old? B, speaking of swiping right, did you know the moon rotates clockwise on its axis as seen from the Earth's North Pole? Or C, did you know NASA invented a Tinder-like app for lonely astronauts called Blastoff? Mike.
B?
That is not correct. The moon rotates counterclockwise. Alisa, would you like to steal?
A?
That is correct. Ophira, how did that game wind up?
Great game. Alisa is in the lead.